G'day, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Must be good to be coaching footy and for everyone else to be playing footy again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're sick of these lockdowns, so the more footy we can play, the better.
And who are you taking on this weekend? Is it today or tomorrow?
Yeah, we've got Northern Knights tomorrow down in Melbourne, so Preston City Oval at 1:30.
So how do you, obviously the W is the important thing, but have you been looking at a lot of the tape for your opponent just to make sure you've dotted the I's and crossed the T's?
Yeah, it's always interesting in our comp. I mean, there's so many changes week to week, so we always have a little look at the opposition, but, you know, primarily we focus on our team and, we've got a lot of changes again this week, but that's the nature of the beast and... you just look forward to getting out of it.
What's the latest with the other rounds? Are they just been forfeited, or and you just pick up from where you left off, or has it all been rescheduled?
Yeah, there's just been a reshuffle around with the draw. So at this stage, yeah, next month looks like Northern Knights tomorrow. We have the bye next week, and then we look at playing Geelong at the QEO the following week, and then last round Ballarat in Ballarat. So. It's a don't look at the app. A bit of a restructure. So at least we get a bit of continuity in our next month.
Well, let's hope for that Geelong game at the QEO that you're able to have some crowds there, because obviously no crowds this weekend, no crowds next weekend at this stage, but there is the hope that potentially we could have crowds in the third week, if you like. It'd be nice to have some fans there to cheer on as well.
Yeah, just make sure we got everyone wearing a mask and everyone doing the right thing with staying, doing the right thing by everybody. And fingers crossed we'll be all back.
Sooner rather.
Watch some footy.
That'd be nice. It'd be lovely for sure. Now, Danny, during the week was the AFLW draft. A couple of Bendigo Pioneers ladies were drafted. Can you tell us a little bit about the draftees?
Yeah, it was very exciting times for the girls. At pick 9, we had Tara Slender drafted to North Melbourne. That's our second North Melbourne draftee in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, with Flinny Perez being down at North Melbourne with the boys. And I was lucky enough to be with Tara on draft night, and it was super exciting and no doubt a great relief for her. But I guess Tara and I have been together since about year 7 and doing a fair bit of extra touch sessions and skill sessions and whatever else for quite a number of years. And I was just very happy and very proud of her to, you know, her hard work paid off to get drafted. And obviously we had at pick 29, we had Elizabeth Snell get drafted to the Western Bulldogs. Just one of our favourites, Snelly. The way she goes about it, her positive attitude, and if anyone's seen any social media and the genuine excitement she had when Nathan Burke, the Western Bulldogs coach, ring her, was unbelievable. It was just awesome to see, and what you see is what you get with Snelly, and have a look at that. That's pretty exciting.
Now, as coach, you mentioned there about the sense of pride and the fact that you've worked so hard with these girls and the boys as well when they've gone on to an AFL list. Do you ever sit there and have a quiet moment yourself where you just reflect and go, how good is this?
So many people have been with these players for so long, and we often reflect and talk to each other just in regards to, you know, where they've come from and then, you know, where they get to. It's just a privilege for us to be a part of it. There's a lot of coaches and a lot of people that put a lot of time and effort into, you know, developing these kids. And, it's certainly great when you get rewards for this sort of stuff. We're just grateful that we can be a part of some great people in their journey. It is a privilege.
It's amazing that the players never forget where they come from as well. So, Danny, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and good luck tomorrow. Glad that footy is finally back after the forced lockdown.
Yeah, thank you very much, and hope everyone gets gets back out there.
Danny O'Bree joining us, the Bendigo Pioneers coach. It is Gold Central Victoria, the sideline view.